Lesson 7, setting your rates and accounting for success. You've made the commitment. You've enrolled in training. You're offering sample sessions, and any day now someone will ask, what are your fees? We've heard it all before. You say, I've been doing this for free for so long, how can I suddenly start charging fees? Well, you want to make a living as a coach, right? There's no avoiding this step, so why not decide now and enjoy it? Coaching fee ranges. What is the range for coaching fees? They are all over the board and with good reason. Some are as low as $200 per month, others $1,000 and more. There are many reasons the range is so wide. Different markets, regions of the country, coaching specialties and target markets, levels of experience, types of service, lack of regulations or lack of ceilings set by industry. Coaches can charge what they feel is the right fee for them. It would be an antitrust violation if anyone told you exactly what to charge your clients. And since this industry is self-regulated, that gives you the right to charge whatever you like. We recommend that you set your fees from your integrity. Put aside any preconceived notions about what the market will bear, what you think people will pay, and discover within yourself the right fee for your services. Don't be afraid to charge more than other coaches if you feel it's right for you. If you're launching a coaching business because it is your livelihood and not a hobby or a not-for-profit venture, then also look at your fees from a financial perspective. Figure out what fee you'll need to charge in order to make the income you want to make. This can be eye-opening. For example, if you'd like to make $50,000 annually, you'll need to coach 10 people every month for $450 per month. 10 clients is a manageable client load, but, of course, you decide how many clients makes a full practice for you. And, of course, you can add in other streams of revenue such as workshops and products designed for your market. Consider this. Would you rather work concurrently with 20 clients at $225 per month or 10 at $450? Whatever you decide, set your fees consciously and then watch how you feel as you earn income as a coach. Imagine yourself telling a prospective client your fee. Do you see yourself ducking your head ready for an objection? Then you might not be valuing your services adequately. Try again. When you can say what your fee is and feel both confident and well paid, then you've found the number. Clients investing in themselves. As you become a more masterful coach, you will increase your fees. This is a natural evolution for professionals. There's another factor that may encourage you to raise your fees, your clients. This is one you might not expect. If you notice that your clients aren't showing up fully, they are expecting you to do all the work, and you feel drained after a session, raise your fees. That's right. If the client isn't investing enough money into coaching, they probably aren't investing themselves in the process. Remember, coaching is a co-creative relationship of peers, and your clients do their own work. What are you waiting for? It's time to enroll your clients, and that means setting professional fees. Record-keeping and business systems. Record-keeping and business systems. Being organized and keeping good records is part of being a successful business person. Every coach develops their own style of record-keeping. There are simple paper files and computer database systems. If you already have a database program, such as Outlook, use it to schedule clients and keep contact information and notes. You might want to use a customized client management system designed especially for coaches. The Coach's Console software organizes your files and tracks clients' progress. You'll also be able to use the planning tools to chart your own progress while strategically growing your business. If you don't already have a database or client management system, consider starting with the paper file system and researching other options as your business develops. A client's paper file consists of a file folder with your client's name, completed welcome packet documents, correspondence to and from the client, including session prep forms, your notes taken during sessions, and some sort of one-page client log. Set up rudimentary systems now, even if you don't as yet have clients. Be ready to enroll a client at any time. As you learn more about your most efficient record-keeping style, upgrade your systems and update your records. Once you've established your business, you might opt to hire a virtual assistant to help you with record-keeping, accounting, marketing, or other tasks. Accounting, keeping it simple. A simple accounting system goes a long way. Once you're established, or if you aren't into doing your own accounting, you might want to hire a bookkeeper. It is possible to do it all on your own, but it does take time away from working with clients and building your business. Track your income and expenses. Here are some simple steps to creating an accounting system that works. Start with your own business checking account using your name and add a DBA, or doing business as, when you choose a company name. Organize a notebook or accordion file labeled with several different expense categories, such as the ones below. If you're working with a CPA, ask them what categories they would recommend. Note, set your own categories based on your taxes. Phone and internet expenses, education, advertising, consultation and supervision, mentor coach fees, dues and subscriptions, memberships, publications, office expenses, other monthly fees, postage, supplies, travel, meals and entertainment with clients, and client gifts. If you have a home office, you can deduct a percentage of your utilities, property taxes, etc. Ask your CPA. Keep receipts and statements filed by each category of expense. Every month, total your income and expenses by category and keep a running total for tax return preparation. Double-check your figures. If you know you can and will pay it off each month, open a business credit card account and pay for all your business expenses with that. Then your monthly statements help you keep records. Accounting software programs are well worth the expense for the easy organization tool they offer. Quicken or QuickBooks are two options. Again, check with your CPA to see what they use for ease in transferring data. These software programs allow you to keep an electronic record of all your income and expenses that can be imported into a tax program like TurboTax. Or you can print out reports by category that you can use to prepare your tax file if you use a CPA. Advanced work. Credit card merchant accounts. Take a big step in credibility as well as convenience by accepting credit cards. Your clients will appreciate the option, and the money goes directly into your bank account. There are many merchant services companies from which you can choose. Your bank may provide this service as well. In today's world, choosing a professional firm with proper security is critical. Ask your prospective provider how they handle this for their clients. Be sure to treat your client data with a high degree of electronic security to ensure its protection. We recommend you work with a firm who understands the needs and the operations of your practice. We work with Practice Pay Solutions, which specializes in providing merchant accounts to professional coaches and others. You won't need to do a lot of explaining about what you do, and you won't have to answer a lot of embarrassing questions. We like their personal touch. Not ready to take credit cards? Try this. PayPal lets users send and receive money online without needing a merchant account. Use PayPal to collect fees from clients, charge participants for a workshop, or pay your own bills. PayPal charges the money to a credit card or a bank account. The check is never in the mail, and the money is automatically transferred to your account. While there are advantages to having a merchant service account, such as Practice Pay Solutions, PayPal is a good stopgap method. Client tracking and management. We all know that time equals money. It is critical to organize your business time well and to respect your clients by managing your session times. Again, there are simple paper calendar systems and fancy electronic palm organizers and software programs. The most efficient way to schedule your time is a matter of personal style. Whatever method you choose, be sure to plan your time out. Decide what hours of the day, days of the week, weeks of the month you will dedicate to session time slots, planning and administrative tasks, marketing and writing, live networking and social networking, developing new products and programs. The key is to set these times now and allow for some flexibility. Don't wait until you're busy. If you don't want to work on the weekends, don't. If you want to have Fridays off, take them. Whatever you do, don't make the mistake of leaving your calendar completely open and taking clients whenever it's convenient for them. You won't be able to leverage your time. And you'll be amazed how if you offer one or two time options to clients, they'll make it work, and you show up as a professional, valuing your time. You will be better off making it clear to prospective clients what your available hours are than letting them pick from 24/7. If you don't set specific times for marketing, planning, and developing your business, you may put it off or fill that time with whatever comes along. That's a recipe for a low income and too few clients. It won't serve your intention to be a professional and profitable coach. A good way to start is to pick 2 to 3 days a week and specific session hours for each of those days that start at the top of the hour. This way, if you give a 45-minute session, you'll have 15-minute break between clients. The other 2 to 3 days can be spent in marketing, planning, networking, and so on. As you get your systems in place, these tasks will take less time. This will dovetail with the growth of your practice and allow time for more clients, seminars, workshops, and book writing. If you are transitioning into coaching and have a full or part-time job, you can still set a coaching schedule with your evening and weekend time. As you shift from your current job to full-time coaching, you can either move clients into daytime slots or just let the old system dissolve away with attrition. That's the end of our lesson. Check out your action challenges for this one.